Welcome to the Colorado Real Estate Leaders Podcast, brought to you by Trailstone Insurance Group, bringing you interviews with Colorado's best real estate and mortgage professionals, empowering you to understand the current trends in the housing market so you can make the American dream your reality. Enjoy today's episode.
Well, it's a great day in Colorado, and welcome to the Colorado Real Estate Leaders Podcast. Today, we have with us Ed Prather, who's the broker owner with Ed Prather Real Estate. Ed, welcome to the program.
Oh, I'm so happy to be on. Thank you so much for having me.
You are welcome. I'm looking forward to learning from you. We always seem to pick up little nuggets of knowledge and motivational sparks from different people that we're talking to. So I'm excited to talk with you. But get us first started with your story. What's your background and how did you even get into real estate in the first place?
Well, absolutely. And, you know, it's interesting. I think that a lot of us real estate folks talk about it this way, but, you know, I sort of felt like I didn't have a choice. You know, I had sort of the real estate gene sort of in addition to that entrepreneurial gene. You know, I knew from an early age, or it certainly felt that, you know, that 9-to-5 thing is probably not going to work for me. I don't know if that's a blessing or a curse, but you know, my dad was in real estate development, so a pretty different world. But I remember early on being really intrigued and interested in the deals that they were working on. And, you know, from there, it kind of grew. And I think what has always been exciting with real estate and as it pertains to sort of our path and trajectory is, you know, for one, it utilizes almost all skill sets, you know, whether it's marketing, accounting, finance, lead generation, leadership, you know, and then also what's cool about it is it's such a big industry. I mean, it touches all of us, whether we're renters or buyers or investors. But, you know, with that, there's so many ways to utilize real estate, you know, whether it's building wealth, whether it's, you know, doing brokerage, building a team. And because of that, it's been, gosh, I got to say, a wild ride. You know, I've touched on a few different areas within the industry, but I just love that it provides, of course, trajectory, but also so many different options. And as we move forward, being able to develop all those different skill sets as it sort of folds into, you know, brokerage and real estate, you know, investment and everything else that goes into the industry.
Yeah, I love it. And, you know, you often hear about B2B, B2C, you know, business to business, business to consumer. But I like to think of any industry as H to H, human to human.
Well, absolutely. And I mean, of course, that, you know, that's what we're looking at in real estate. And, you know, knowing that real estate plays a big part, not just a part, but a big part in everybody's lives. You know, to us, it's very powerful. And what we have seen, especially with some of these big, you know, financially on Wall Street backed companies, is more and more people are trying to disrupt the industry. But by doing that, you know, sort of transactionalizing people, you know, clients and buyers and sellers. And, you know, what we've realized, like, it is, you know, about humans. It is about people. And we hold it very close to our heart, the idea that every single transaction, whether it's your 20th or it's your first home, is a big deal. You know, when you let go of that, that's when things really go awry.
Yeah. Well said. You know, the market has really changed a lot in the last 12, 18 months. I know you and your team have some really strong strategies to make this market still work. What are you guys doing to get through this?
It's a great question because, you know, at the end of 2021, I think everybody in the industry and us included, you know, you sort of believe that rocket is going to keep going up. And of course, what goes up must come down. And especially after this crazy run that we've had, over the last 6 months, we've really turned inward and we're focusing on two big major things. And that is, you know, what is it like to be a team member at Ed Prather Real Estate? And then what is it like to be a client at Ed Prather Real Estate, and pushing and sort of stress testing that? So what does it feel like when things are going really well? And then, you know, what does it feel like when things aren't going really well? Because we know that things are going to happen. You know, there's stuff out of our control. And what we always say is, hey, we know something bad is going to happen at some point, but, you know, really, how are we going to respond? And so looking at those two experiences, you know, a team member and a client, we're trying to really get back to that foundation of, hey, we want to stand out because we care more we've done enough of it to refine the process and deliver extraordinary results. It's easy to be chasing, you know, sort of the shiny object in this industry. And, you know, gosh, of course I'm biased, but real estate is just known for it. And the more you do that, the more you sort of get off track. So, you know, we have really looked at the core and the foundation of the business and really trying to make that experience, you know, for everybody involved with our company, client or team member facing, extraordinary. You know, so they come back and they stay and they're happy and they tell other friends, whether that's a recruiting effort or whether that is a referral effort.
Sure.
You know, it makes me think of the old, I'm not a hockey fan, but the old Wayne Gretzky quote, "I skate where the puck is headed." So you've almost got to have your finger to the pulse of the markets and where it could go, should go, and be motivating both, you know, your Ed Prather internal team as well as the client's external team, be almost like that motivational speaker going, guys, we are going to, you know, dominate this market, and here's why, and here's the good things that I see, not, well, I guess another day and let's go pound the pavement, you know. So talk a little bit about what you do to speak into the future for success.
It's a great point, and right now with all the uncertainty in the market, it's absolutely crucial. You know, whether it be a team member or a client of ours or a prospect or anything else, providing information and education and support. You know, when we take the approach that, hey, you know, I need you to buy now because I need to go on a vacation. That's not how we create raving fans, both internally or externally. And that's how we transactionalize people. So, you know, getting back to the, hey, I want to take care of you. And when it's time, you know, we would love for you to think of us when it comes to real estate, you know, being genuine and authentic, you know, wanting to have the impact in not only our clients' lives, knowing how big a deal these transactions are, but also our team members' lives. And then, you know, with what we've seen, it is very anticipatory. You know, we don't know what's going on or what's going to happen tomorrow. We have some ideas, we have some indicators. And, you know, I had talked to earlier about chasing these shiny objects, and it's easy to do. But looking back, looking in the mirror at our foundation and just wanting to be the very best there is, you know, understanding what it means to build a reputation and protect it, you know, we believe that that's the path forward. And if we're authentic and genuine and letting our people know and make empowered, informed decisions, you know, and when it's time, great. You know, we have seen that that propels the business in all forms forward, you know, because we're not forcing transactions that may be ill-timed, may not be set up correctly for someone's, you know, position in life or with all this uncertainty. And that feels really good because that's something that we can live by moving forward and take into the future.
Yeah, you know, what you just said makes me think of a huge point. When you try to fit that square peg in a round hole, you lose. When you see uncertainty and you try to push your client forward to doing one thing that they're not ready for, you lose, and that impacts your reputation. That's not good. And what you described is educating people, having that heart of a teacher, and being able to help your clients, buyers or sellers, realize the choices that they make. And also even your internal team, when you bring people into your organization and you want to grow, help them grow their, you know, world. Now, all of a sudden you're guiding and you're teaching and you're becoming that advocate for their success. So I think that's a huge, huge mindset to focus on.
Absolutely. It absolutely is. And I mean, what do we keep talking about, right? Anticipating, but also the bigger picture. You know, I sort of, when I was talking to you about my story, you know, I've been licensed since 2007, and I didn't go full time until 2010. And I did a lot of investing, but, you know, my point being, you know, I don't even know that I'm hireable at this point. I don't think anyone's going to see that I am an entrepreneur by heart. So, you know, we're going with plan A. We need this to work. And when we take a step back and look at that bigger picture, you know, what we call it in this industry is commission breath. You know, when you have to get this darn sale because we got to have X, Y, or Z, you know, happen by this time, it doesn't feel good. It doesn't look good. And again, you know, it's not a way to create that extraordinary result, which obviously, you know, that pushes that reputation and it pushes the business forward, whether that is a team member having success in spreading the word or a client of ours who has nothing but a raving review, and it's naturally spreads rather than that force.
You know, as a broker owner, you probably are looking for a lot of people that are not hireable because you want them to be intrapreneurial, which is having an entrepreneurial mindset up underneath your umbrella. So talk a little bit about when you are bringing new producers on and agents onto your team, what are some of the things that they experience? What's the culture and how do you help them succeed to grow?
Well, we have, you know, I've talked a lot about foundation, and especially over these last, you know, several months, I mean, going into the mid of last year, you know, this kind of shift makes us all of us look in the mirror and figure out, you know, hey, who are we and how are we going to make it through this? And, you know, through that, we've come up with our values and we take this stuff very seriously. So, you know, when we're looking at any addition, you know, whether it's staff, administration, you know, sales folks, we're looking at 7 different values, and we need everybody to check these boxes. And that is, we need you to be disciplined, driven, accountable, emotionally intelligent, coachable, optimistic, and then of course, be a team player. And we take that really, really seriously. And when we see those, you know, we believe that these are absolutely required to be successful, you know, not only in this market, but any market. But when we see those, we bend over backwards. You know, we are giving everything we possibly can as far as mentorship. We're giving training, you know, ongoing support. And, you know, of course, we give a lot of leads. You know, we want people to have a runway, have a trajectory. But, you know, if those core 7 values aren't met, it's probably not a fit. You know, there's such a low barrier of entry for real estate. And I think that that's great because it gives the ability for people to get in and, I mean, write their own ticket, but nobody realizes, or I should say very few realize how difficult it actually is. And then, you know, you put on top of it the uncertainty of today's market, and it's even more so. So, you know, we try to really be clear on, hey, this is what we see is needed to work in this industry, especially right now. And as soon as we find people that match that, you know, we go all in because we know how hard it is, and especially if you're early on. I mean, to start in the industry right now is tough. So we want to make sure that it's the right person joining the organization and that obviously they get everything they need to launch.
You know, I'm sure you probably look at it like when you see the right fit and then they come in and start thriving, you kind of look at it like a proud papa going, all right, team, we're doing it. We're getting it done right. We're all you know, rowing in the same direction. Is probably such a great feeling to see the result, which is not revenues and all that, because that's got to pay the bills, but happy customers, raving fans, and people that you're really making a difference for in their lives with the real estate transactions.
I'm glad you mentioned that because, I mean, gosh, if I can be totally honest here, I started the team at the end of 2019. And, you know, in the beginning, I mean, teams are still sort of a buzzword, right? Everybody wants to run a team and it's, you know, conceptually it's great. But, you know, initially it was, hey, I need to provide security for my family. You know, this is a way to do that. And what I realized is, yes, I mean, obviously we need to make ends meet, but just to your point, you know, what has become more important is having the impact of the team in team members' lives. And when you see somebody who comes from a situation where there isn't the support, there isn't the training, there isn't that trajectory, but they've got those 7 values, they've got the core pillars that they need to succeed, and then seeing them succeed, you know, that impact has become absolutely incredible. And the nice thing with the team format, I will say, or at least the way that we operate, is, you know, this model does not work unless the agents are successful. It's very opposite of a, hey, join me, pay me a desk fee so I can keep the lights on and I'm going to wish you the very best. And because we have those sales pointing in the same direction, you know, it's great culture. We all want the same thing. It's not holding things tight to the vest. It is, hey, I found something that really works. You guys need to know. And it's real-time collaboration across the entirety of the team.
That's huge, real-time collaboration. And I'm sure you've got one person that's a little bit more expert in this area and another person a little bit more expert in that area. And then when you have team meetings, then you can come together and go, ooh, here's how to solve that problem. And so it really creates that, you know, mastermind, so to speak.
Well, absolutely right. You know, I mean, there's all sorts of teams. I mean, I go back to your real estate. Something that's so intriguing about it is there's so many ways you can leverage and utilize the skill set. And to that point, there's a lot of different ways that you can operate and manage a team. But the way that we have it, and especially right now, it's so crucial, is, I mean, we promote it, we push it, you know, we require it. I mean, if you're a team player, that's sharing what works. It's helping people when they need help. You know, you're exactly right. When, you know, we talk about, we can't be good at everything, right? And so we are looking at the folks that are really good in certain areas to collaborate with us and share with us what's working. And that's been fantastic because, you know, the openness is absolutely there. We all want the same things. And that's what I love so much about the team, is that truly it doesn't work unless everybody is successful.
Well, Ed, I think it's been so neat hearing about your culture and your team and your approach to serving the market. If someone is listening to this wanting to reach out and connect with you, what's the best way they can do that?
You know, shoot me an email directly. You know, we are always looking for special people who are committed to real estate that have a big why. We love talking real estate. You know, come by the office anytime. We're out in Lakewood. My email is ed@edprather.com. You're very welcome to jump on our website. Edprather.com. You know, there's plenty of links to tell you about, you know, what it looks like to be on the team, what it feels like to be a client. And of course, I would welcome you to get in touch, and I'll look forward to chatting.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much for coming on, Ed. It was a real pleasure talking with you.
Thank you so much again for having me. It was a blast.
Thank you for listening to the Colorado Real Estate Leaders Podcast, brought to you by Trailstone Insurance Group. To learn more about the topics mentioned on today's show or listen to past episodes, visit www.coloradorealestateleaders.com.